Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so let's jump right in. The big story today is about explosions in Tehran.
Apparently, the US strikes on Iran are intensifying.
Whoa, really? I saw something about that online, but I didn't realize it was this serious. What's the source on this?
Multiple sources, actually. BBC, NBC, even the New York Times.
Hegseth, you know, the Fox News guy, is saying it's the most intense day of strikes so far.
Hegseth, huh? Well, he's never one to downplay anything. But still, explosions in Tehran? That sounds pretty bad.
It is. And Tehran is warning that they'll block oil exports if the attacks don't end.
Which, you know, would have huge global implications.
Oh man, that would send gas prices through the roof. So, what's the Pentagon saying? Are we talking a lot of casualties?
The AP is reporting about 140 US troops wounded, 8 severely. It's escalating quickly. Plus, there are rumblings that Russia might be sharing intel with Iran.
Russia getting involved? That just makes everything messy, eh? It's like a global game of risk, except with real lives at stake.
Exactly.
Okay, shifting gears a bit, there's a special election happening in Georgia to fill Marjorie Taylor Greene's old seat.
MTG seat? How did that happen? Did she finally say something too crazy, even for them?
Details are scarce on why the seat is open, but the voters are choosing someone new.
PBS and the BBC are covering it pretty closely.
Interesting. I wonder who's running. Probably a whole bunch of people trying to out-extreme each other, right?
Probably some of that, yeah.
Okay, next up, the US Navy is saying they can't escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz right now.
Wait, why not? That's a major shipping lane, isn't it?
It is. Apparently, Iran is suspected of laying mines in the strait, which is causing a major headache for everyone. The White House has confirmed that the Navy isn't doing escorts currently.
Mines? Seriously? That's straight out of a Cold War movie. So, ships are just on their own out there?
Pretty much.
Reuters is all over this story and Axios is reporting that the US has destroyed 16 Iranian vessels amid worries of mines in the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a powder keg over there, isn't it? Speaking of powder kegs, what's the deal with Beirut?
Things are getting heated there, too. An Israeli strike hit a luxury hotel in central Beirut, killing some Iranians. The war is expanding, it seems.
A luxury hotel? That sounds like a targeted strike. Is Hezbollah involved?
Definitely. The Times of Israel says the IDF launched a wave of strikes in Hezbollah's Beirut stronghold after reiterating an evacuation warning. CNN says Israel is using the war as an opportunity to finish the job against Hezbollah.
So, it's getting even messier. It's tough to keep track of all these moving pieces.
It is. It's a very volatile situation, and it's important to stay informed. We'll keep you updated as things develop.
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
No problem. And that's about all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow for another Daily Digest.
Definitely. We'll see you then.